Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios. This is your anchor, Yusra Larjoun. With me today is Aziz Aqbab behind the mixing table. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date national and international news coverage. These are the headlines. Germany reiterates support for autonomy plan, a serious and credible Moroccan effort and basis for resolving dispute over Moroccan Sahara. Moroccan tourism achieves 84% recovery in 2022, Minister of Tourism, Handicrafts and Social Economy reports. Palestinian presidency urges U.S. to reverse, quote-unquote, illegal embassy constructions in Jerusalem. Starring this newscast in Berlin, Germany reiterated today its support for the Moroccan autonomy plan for the Sahara, presented in 2007 as a serious and credible effort by the kingdom and a basis for a solution accepted by the parties. At the end of her meeting in Berlin with Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan expatriates Nasser Bourita on a working visit to Germany, the head of German diplomacy, Annalena Baerbock, reiterated Germany's long-standing support for the UN-led process for a realistic, pragmatic, lasting, and mutually acceptable political solution. On this occasion, the two ministers reiterated their common position in favor of the exclusivity of the UN in the political process, while reaffirming their support for the relevant UN Security Council resolutions, which have noted the role and responsibility of the parties in the search for a realistic, pragmatic, lasting political solution based on compromise. In a recent announcement, Fatema Zahra Amour, the Minister of Tourism, Handicrafts and Social Economy, revealed that Morocco welcomed 11 million tourists in 2022, marking an impressive 84% recovery compared to 2019. This encouraging growth was attributed to proactive measures taken by the country. The minister also highlighted that this achievement surpassed the global average of 63%. The tourism sector in Morocco has been witnessing a positive trend, demonstrating rapid growth since 2022 and surpassing pre-crisis levels. The successful campaigns such as Morocco Land of Lights, launched in strategic markets, and partnerships with travel agencies aim to attract 2.8 million tourists during the summer of 2023. Additionally, tourism investments reached 8.9 billion dirhams in 2022, further solidifying international confidence in the Moroccan tourism destination. The Roadmap for Tourism 2023-2026 emphasizes the significance of promotion and investment as crucial pillars for future growth, leading to structured projects and enhanced services within the sector. Back on national soil, Morocco has responded proactively to the challenge of water scarcity by implementing projects that are structured within a participatory framework, stated Minister of Equipment and Water Nizar Baraka in Fez today. Similarly to many countries worldwide, Morocco is confronted with challenges arising from water scarcity and its uneven distribution over time and space, emphasizing that this situation is expected to exacerbate in the future due to the increase in temperatures and diminishing water supplies. The government official also highlighted Morocco's commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement and the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals in the water sector, and underlined that in line with the directives of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, the country is currently updating its water policy to adapt to climate change. Moving on to Spain, Morocco's new investment charter took center stage at a meeting in Murcia, Spain. The charter aims to adapt investment policies to national and international changes while providing a transparent and unified framework. It promotes job creation, territorial development, and prioritizes sectors with high economic potential, with the goal to attract both Moroccan and foreign investments and include territorial bonuses to address regional disparities. The Consul General highlighted its importance in boosting economic recovery and positioning Morocco as a preferred destination for foreign direct investment in Africa. Now moving on to international news, in a recent development, the Palestinian presidency has called on the U.S. administration to reverse what it deems, quote-unquote, illegal steps taken in building its embassy in occupied Jerusalem. The presidency emphasized that respecting international law is crucial for any political resolution, The statement condemned the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the occupying authority, as well as the construction of the embassy on privately owned land seized from Palestinian owners in 1948. The presidency stated that such actions violate international law and hinder efforts for a just and lasting peace. The U.S.'s embassy construction in Jerusalem disregards U.N. resolutions and the international consensus on the city's status. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, Morocco's women team tied their Swiss counterparts 0-0 on Wednesday in Winterthur, northern Switzerland, in a friendly match in preparations for the 2023 World Cup. The friendly game comes just before the Moroccan women travel to Australia for a finale tune-up match against Jamaica on July 16th. The women's national team is in Group H of the World Cup, which will be held in Australia and New Zealand from July 20th to August 20th. 2023, along with Germany, Colombia, and South Korea. And that concludes today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and remember to keep up with us for the latest updates to stay informed. As for me, I will meet you tomorrow at the same hour.